There is an extremely significant passage of scripture relevant to our lecture tonight, which we should very carefully consider. 2 Timothy 3, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times will come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, men who cannot keep their word, false accusers, men who cannot control themselves, fierce, despisers of those that are good, men who are traitors, heady, proud, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." He goes on to describe these various practices, which bring us to verse 13. "Evil men and seducers will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed by God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped to perform every good work. I therefore charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, whether it is convenient or inconvenient. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all patience and teaching. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound teaching, but they shall gather to themselves teachers who will tickle their ears, and they shall turn away their hearing from the truth and shall be turned to mythology. But you watch in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry." This is a sober note of warning. It sets for us the stage of the world in which we find ourselves now, a world which is hostile to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the last days, and John tells us in 1 John, we have been in the last days. Now, for almost 2,000 years, the perilous times will come. And men will turn away, that's the key, they will turn away their hearing from the truth, and the truth will be turned into mythology. Tonight, we're studying what has been loosely termed the New Age movement. And it's important for us to understand exactly what the New Age movement is. The New Age movement is nothing more than the revival of ancient occultism under a new title and with the same goals. The difference is that it's getting organized and that it is becoming bold and that it is now penetrating all areas of our culture, political, educational, and religious. And it must be recognized for what it is. I do not believe in religious paranoia, and there are people that are very quick to run into this. They love conspiracy theories. They're out to get you. And Christians start looking over their shoulders like this. Who's out to get me? The New Age movement. Well, let me tell you something. The New Age movement isn't out to get you. The New Age movement has been, from its very beginning, out to get Christianity and out to destroy the revelation of God as it is given to us in the Old and the New Testament. In other words, occultism, which is the practice of hidden, secret, mysterious, esoteric things, the mythology of the ancient world, which is infused with satanic power. This particular type of thinking is here. It is real. It is powerful. It is effective. And it is reaching out to people. And many people are misled by it. without even knowing what it is. So what I'd like to do is to give you just a little history of how we got to where we are now. The world of the occult covers everything, virtually, from astrology through tarot cards, seances, all the way through witchcraft and Satanism. The world of the occult involves the Ouija boards, fortune-telling, the attempts to penetrate into a dimension of spiritual reality which God forbids us to enter. Because in that dimension is the realm of the Prince of Darkness, the God of this age, the ruler of this world. And the Lord Jesus Christ warned us against him. Paul says he is the God of this world. And in Ephesians chapter 6, the ruler of the powers of the air. And you may not ever discount him. Christianity does not need to fear him. Christians need not run from him. Nor do we need to get paranoid over Satan and his existence and power. Because the scripture says, you have already overcome them, little children. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, behold, I give you power over the demons. That's a marvelous statement. I give you power over the demons. They are in subjection to you in my name. That's where our power is, in the authority of the risen Jesus Christ. That's why Paul writes in Colossians chapter 1 that Christ, who is the Lord of all, the preeminent one over all creation, the creator of all things, visible, invisible, thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, all things created by him and for him, and he exists before all things, and in him everything, all things hold together. Christ, the sovereign Lord of creation. Paul says he openly humiliated the Prince of Darkness. Openly humiliated the powers of darkness. How did he do that? By rising from the dead and by establishing himself as the last Adam, the Lord from heaven. He made an open show, says Paul, over the powers of darkness. They thought that they had conquered life, and Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, rose from the dead to conquer them, because it is impossible that death should hold him. That is not true of us. Death holds all mankind. Dust we are, to dust we will return. But it cannot hold him, because he rises as the immortal Savior of lost men. That is the hope of the church, indeed the hope of the ages, the living Jesus Christ. Now, the world of the occult is opposed to him. And the world of the occult took form within the 19th century of the Christian era in a way that it had never taken form before. Many of the things I'm now saying I wrote about and lectured about over the last 35 years, but I have lived to see the occult crystallize. I have lived to see them form networks. I have lived to see them communicate with each other when before they wouldn't even talk to each other or acknowledge their existence. But there has been literally an occultic explosion, which in 1975 took the name the New Age Movement. What is the New Age? It is a millennium without God. A millennium without God. It is the enthronement of man as the sovereign of the universe and the demotion of God. It is an occultic attempt, a satanic attempt, to manipulate, to form, and then eventually to crystallize into what 2 Thessalonians calls the coming of the man of sin, whose authority is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. If it were possible, says Paul, he would deceive even the church. But it is not possible, because the Spirit of God in us warns us of these things. In the 19th century, a woman arose named Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. She was a full-blown Russian occultist. and rejected the foundations of Christianity outright. She chose instead the religion of Mother India and developed the cult which was known as Theosophy, the love of divine wisdom. An innocuous little group of people, but the seeds of what we see today. New Age thinking began to develop with Helena Blavatsky, followed by Mary Baker Eddy, followed by Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, and followed by a host of others who crystallized the thinking, brought it together, and began to give it a form. It was canonized in the writings of Alice Bailey, the daughter of an Episcopal minister, who came to the conclusion that Christianity was bankrupt, redefined all the terms in the light of theosophy and Hinduism, which she accepted, and then proceeded to write a series of books in which she set forth what was known as the plan. And the plan was the development of occultism and the New Age. And that has already reached some epidemic proportions throughout the world, particularly in the United States. And what's in the United States, unfortunately, of an evil nature, we have exported to you. The New Age movement has arrived here also. In fact, it arrived in Vernon not long ago under the guise of a spring festival of awareness. Time of growth, time of stress, forging a positive future together. And the New Age movement arrived here, supported by a lot of people who had no idea what it was. It can deceive anybody. It is very, very subtle. It talks about a new world. It talks about a new religious emphasis. It talks about one planet, one people. Please. It talks about peace, prosperity, success, hope for the world. Who wouldn't in their right mind be attracted to something like that? It talks of disarmament. It talks about the abolishment of nuclear weapons. It talks about Earth and its preservation. And it talks about spaceship Earth floating throughout the universe. But in the mind of the divine, it is a center of activity for cosmic power. This is part of the vocabulary structure of the New Age movement. Let me show you how you can identify New Age thinking almost immediately. I happened to get this particular brochure from a gentleman who was here the other night, who wrote a letter to the editor, which I'll mention a little bit later on, of your Vernon Daily News, attacking me and these meetings and everything that we were doing. So he ran the flag up the pole so we all know where he stands. It's a good idea to learn what the New Age movement is. These are the topics that you had in Vernon, sponsored by various individuals, and you even had one of your churches taken in by it. The United Church actually billeted the people who were going to the New Age occultic conference, which denies everything that the United Church, the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, the Episcopal Church, and every minister who stood here tonight believes. That's how subtle it is. You can be taken in by it. Listen to some of the New Age vocabulary. Numerology. This experiential workshop is to help you find the significance of your name. If you don't know that by now, you're in trouble. Discover if there is a number of particular meaning to you. Yes, there is. One. Number one. That's the most important thing to you in New Age thinking. You are the most important thing. Again, prosperity consciousness. This is the ability to function effortlessly and conveniently in the material world with a prosperity consciousness. You can create abundance in your life despite prevailing economic beliefs. Another workshop of the New Age movement. From Pisces to Aquarius. From faith to knowing. In this workshop, you will discover how astrology as a spiritual science relates to the divine plan of human evolution, and lets us understand the challenges of our time. as stepping stones to greater responsibility. Again, responsibility in the new age toward a global spirituality. The present age demands new attitudes, new ways of relating, not only to assure survival, but also to guarantee a quality of life that gives meaning and joy to all this. Again, polarity. How you can develop and make contact with the Christ consciousness. Discovering your soul's purpose. How you can find out about your past lives. Wings of freedom. Healing the earth. Evolution. Again, psychodynamics for the new age. A workshop to transform your life by magical thinking. To cut away all myths and untruths. The Angels Workshop. I thought you'd like this one. The Angels Workshop. Is the angel inside you feeling trapped? Locked within an irresponsive little self? Break out with the Angels Workshop. Release the best in you today. You didn't know you had an angel living inside you, did you? You don't. We are one. Etheric energy and the male-female energy within self. Clairvoyance, that's spiritism. Universal truth and application to self. You're invited to come and share. Oneness. Interfaith workshop. Comparative religion, the study of Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Jainism, Buddhism, Zen, Taoism, and the essence of the oneness of the world religions. Here's your new age. The essence of the oneness of the world's religions. Everybody is part of the great universal world religion. It's big enough to take in everybody. Buddha, Mohammed, Zoroaster, Confucius, Jesus, Krishna, Brahman, whoever. It is an amalgamation of all the faiths of the world together, in which all the leaders are on the same level. There is no eternal Savior. There is no incarnate Redeemer. There is no atonement for your sin. There is no resurrection for your justification. There is no law of God that you can offend and pay for all eternity in hell. Instead, there is a universalism which saves in the end everybody by the practice of reincarnation. This is the New Age movement. This is an all-pervasive, all-encircling faith, which is grounded in theosophy, which in turn is grounded in Hinduism. Now, the theosophists gave birth to the mind science cults. Mrs. Eddy affirmed in 1875, quote, "There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter, but all is infinite mind, and its infinite manifestation, for God is all and in all." The basic plank of Hinduism was enunciated in the United States in 1875 with the publication of Mrs. Eddy's book, Science and Health, with Key to the Scripture. Mrs. Eddy denied the existence of the material world, from the smallest bacterial virus to the most gigantic star in the celestial galaxies. Exactly what Hinduism teaches with its doctrine of Maya, the illusion of the material world. From Christian Science came the Unity School of Christianity and a host of others. I sat down this afternoon and I thought it might be a good idea just to list in my own research, without being in my library at home, some of these things that I could immediately pinpoint as New Age and that would identify it immediately. These are the New Age leaders, and these are the New Age groups, and these are the New Age terms, so that you will be able to identify them. So I'm going to give it to you in very simple form. Let me introduce you to the New Age leaders from the United States, which we gloriously exported to you. Moses Hull, the founder of modern Spiritism. Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, the founder of Theosophy. Annie Besant, who succeeded her. George Gurdjieff, a Russian occultist whose work actually is one of the basic foundations of New Age occultism, Nicholas Roerich, Rudolf Steiner, founder of Anthroposophy, Max Heindel, the founder of the modern Rosicrucian movement, headquartered in San Jose, California, Mary Baker Eddy, founder of Christian Science, Warren Felt Evans, founder of New Thought, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, founders of the Unity School of Christianity, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, founder of the Church Universal and Triumphant, the Great I Am Movement in a New Form, and the Summit Workshop and Lighthouses. Ernest Holmes, founder of Science of Mind and Religious Science. Terry Cole Whitaker, the great popularizer in the United States of religious science. Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, who gave all kinds of healings and all kinds of information and theology when in a hypnotic trance under the control of demonic forces. George Baker, alias Father Divine, a Negro leader in the United States who laid the foundations of Jonestown by teaching Jim Jones that he, Jim Jones, was God, just the way George Baker was God. And where did George Baker get that from? George Baker got it from Unity School of Christianity, and they got it from Christian Science, and Christian Science got it from Theosophy, and Theosophy got it from Hinduism. So from India to the United States, Jonestown was born. And Jones believed that he was actually deity. So when he commanded those people to take poison, they were fools enough, and their minds had been altered enough, so they believed him. And they murdered themselves and their own children. George Baker, Father Divine, king of cultists in the United States. Then L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology and the author of Dianetics. Werner Erhard, the founder of EST, Erhard Training Seminars, alias Jack Rosenberg, used car salesman turned guru. Roy Masters, headquarters Grant Pass, Oregon, hypnotist turned guru. The Silver Mind Control Program, Mr. Silver. Marilyn Ferguson, author of The Aquarian Conspiracy. Alice Bailey, author of a host of books, and of course, The Master Plan. R. Buckminster Fuller, a very brilliant writer, scientist in the United States, who is now dead, who popularized this and did a great deal to advance it. David Spangler, whose books are considered virtually Bibles by the New Age movement. This is just a handful of people whose writings and influence have spanned the entire spectrum of American cults. And you're sitting here in Vernon and saying, but, I mean, that's the United States. No, dear friend, that's Vernon. British Columbia, 1985, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. You guys hosted the thinking of these guys, and without even knowing what they were up to. Again, spiritual atonement. Attunement with the creative processes of life brings an awareness of your identity. From dominance to synthesis, New Age politics and economics, it is vitally important that we create new infrastructures that are autonomously decentralized and harmoniously integrated, and reflect the Creator's universal plan of unity through diversity. After a 30-minute introduction, there will be a moderated open forum, so you could go there and discuss New Age politics, New Age economics. The Cosmic Ray Revelation. I thought you would enjoy this. Vernon had a Cosmic Ray Revelation. The Mind-Freeing Power. Recently channeled Cosmic Ray Revelation. The order of the universe, a uniform order throughout the universe, the divine order. You notice the vocabulary which is being used here? It touches every bit of these areas. Now, what actually is the New Age movement up to? It is an esoteric, occultic philosophy. The best way to sum it up is in their own words. Listen to the founders of the New Age movement in the United States and now in your own country. Quote, esoteric philosophy reconciles all nations, strips every one of its outward human garments, and shows the root of each to be identical with that of every other great religion. See the point? United syncretistic religion. Everything comes together under one. Again, it proves the necessity of a divine absolute principle in nature. The divine absolute principle is not a person, is not God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The absolute principle in nature is an impersonal force, the solar logos, which inhabits all creation. It denies deity no more than it does the sun. Esoteric philosophy has never rejected God in nature, nor deity as the absolute and abstract ends. It only refuses, here it comes, esoteric philosophy, occultism, the New Age philosophy, it only refuses to accept any of the gods of the so-called monotheistic religions. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Gods created by man in his own image and likeness. A blasphemous and sorry caricature of the ever unknowable. Close quote. You want what the core of the New Age is? There it is. We refuse to acknowledge the God of the Bible. We refuse to acknowledge monotheism. We will integrate all religions and all practices and all mythology and all superstition and all of the evils of the world, including the Kabbalah, but we will refuse to bow our knee and worship the God of creation. That is the core. And they refer to their God as, quote, the ever unknowable, close quote. Permit me to introduce you to the ever unknowable. Ready? Jesus said, the ruler of this age is coming, and he finds nothing in me. Peter says, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the ever unknowable, stalks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. You want to know who the God of the New Age movement is? Let me introduce you to him. Lucifer, light bearer, adversary, prince of darkness, who moves through religion and politics and economies with but one purpose in mind: integrate, unify, and then destroy. And the destruction is aimed at the Church of Jesus Christ. The founders of the New Age movement in America and now throughout the world have announced publicly, so that there can be no doubt whatsoever in their writings, that their avowed desire is to oppose Christianity. That Christianity must be resisted, and that the God of the Bible is not the true and the living God. Now, that should begin to sober us a little bit when we realize how pervasive all of this is. Because this philosophy and this theology draws its power from another dimension, a dimension the Bible calls the realm of the prince of the powers of the air, the spirit who works in the children of disobedience. We were once in his dimension. Do you remember? We were once prisoners of the adversary. But Jesus Christ translated us from the authority of darkness into the kingdom. And we are now members of the body of Christ and constituted a kingdom of priests to serve God, his Father. That's our transformation. You've got to recognize the New Age movement for what it is. It is the ancient world of the occult coming back at us under new terms. Do not be upset that they steal our Christian symbols. They do. They have stolen the cross and used the cross in varying forms. They have stolen the rainbow and used the rainbow as a symbol of building a bridge between them and the rest of the world to unite and unify all mankind. Do not be upset by the fact that they mimic and imitate the church. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Instead, recognize it for what it is, a counterfeit of Christianity, a millennium without God, a kingdom without the King of Kings, a salvation without the sacrifice of the cross, a resurrection in the form of reincarnation, and an endless chain of saviors and avatars who arrive in the world with the purpose of bringing light to us. The Apostle Paul described them quite adequately in Colossians chapter 2. Let no one deceive you by a voluntary humility and the worship of messengers, avatars, the Hindu concept taken up by the New Age. Don't anybody deceive you. For these avatars are the representatives of Satan. Now, some people will be sitting here and saying, well, you seem to be blaming the devil for all this. No, but give him his due and give him credit when he is at the bottom of things. And he is not only at the bottom of the New Age movement, he is its architect. And he uses a people in it, many of whom are sincere, dedicated, and well-meaning, altruistic. But they are rebellious against the authority of God. They do not wish to acknowledge Christ and salvation. As a result of that, they turn to the New Age movement. People go into the cults because they have rejected the church. Remember that. People go into the cults because they have rejected the church. And the New Age movement is the classic rejection of Christianity. It is the age-old affirmation of Lucifer all over again. I will be like the Most High God. That is the same lie he told our first parents in the Garden of Eden, and the old liar is still up to it today, telling us the same thing. Don't you know, said the New Age people, if you want to really understand deity and the divine plan of the ages, that you must become aware of your Christhood, of your cosmic Christ consciousness within you. Don't look up there into a place called heaven, which is a myth. Instead, look inside yourself, for heaven or hell are there. And the peace that you will find is in you, not outside you. Now, I've given you the names of some of the New Age leaders. Let me give you some New Age groups so that you will be able to identify them as rapidly as possible. Theosophy, Baha'ism, Freemasonry, Rosicrucianism, the Unity School of Christianity, Religious Science or Science of Mind, Christian Science, New Thought, the Church Universal and Triumphant, Transcendental Meditation, the Divine Light Mission, the Vedanta Society, Self-Realization Fellowship, Rajneeshism, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Hare Krishna, the Family of Love, used to be the Children of God until they went down the tubes, Est, Scientology, Silver Mind Control, Foundation of Human Understanding, the Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, mark it well, the Lucis Trust, The Lucis Trust was originally titled in its incorporation the Lucifer Trust. It was then changed and published Alice Bailey's works, and she is the great guru of the New Age movement. The Findhorn Foundation, Rosicrucianism, Astara, Astrology, Wicca, White Witchcraft, the Tara Center, Spiritism, Life Spring Fellowship, Anthropocity, Human Potential Movement, Holistic Health Movement, all are spearheads to one degree or another of New Age thinking and philosophy. There are certain specific terms associated with the New Age. They are always talking about someone who is going to come and bring the whole world together. Not long ago, an ad appeared in 5 major centers in the world. The ad, which cost $500,000 in one newspaper in our country, headlined on the page, "The Christ is here. Lord Maitreya has appeared, and he will be coming shortly and will address the world, and he will arrive in London in the clouds of heaven." And the spokesman for this, the Tara Center, New Age Movement, the gentleman who spoke, Benjamin Krem. He held press conferences all over America. Television covered him. When will the Christ appear? He will appear and speak to the hearts of all mankind. Well, has he arrived yet? No, but he will arrive in London shortly in the clouds of heaven. Will he hold a press conference? He will reach all of the press and all of the people and the hearts of all men with the true religion of the world. Well, you're sitting here saying to yourself, this guy is a banana. He was. But the basic philosophy was New Age philosophy out in the open at last. Lord Maitreya is the 5th reincarnation of Buddha and known in all esoteric and in all occultic philosophy as the coming avatar who will bring the world together in a time of peace, prosperity, and happiness, which will precede divine judgment on an unprecedented scale. That's the part they don't tell you about, because the coming of this Christ is actually the fulfillment of Holy Scripture. And that is that the man of sin who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God will sit in the temple of God in Jerusalem, and he will proclaim himself to be deity. And the whole world will go after and worship the beast whose deadly wound was healed.